a little downtime this week, so I was checking out the latest fall fashions, thinking I'd update my wardrobe with a few must-haves. Holy fashion faux pas, Batman. If you're a middle-aged woman like me, who topped out at 5'2 and is currently losing ground in that department, oh, it's pretty slim pickings. Let's start off with the you've got to be kidding category. This is where I'm putting anything that uses the word skinny as part of its name, as in skinny mid-rise denim, or articles of clothing that imply skinny, like leather leggings. Where are we? Sherwood Forest? Oh, and any items of clothing that are flat out impractical. You know, you'd wear it once and it'd be ruined, like silk trousers. Or those that are just plain uncomfortable, like pointy-toed shoes. Why would I want to torture my tootsies like that? Other not-so-hot trends for gals of a certain age, army jackets, contrast-sleeve moto jackets, bomber jackets, and scuba jackets. My rule of thumb is, if you wouldn't want to attempt the activity the jacket was intended for, you're going to look funny wearing it. I'm also not feeling the love for the graphic sheath dress, graphic pullover, patent pencil skirt, and leather skirts. And I'm saying a big N-O to donning a peasant dress or patent midi skirt. If you watched Little House on the Prairie when you were a kid, you might be able to pull off this look. But if you, like me, think of Michael Landon not as Laura Ingalls' dad, but as Little Joe, well, best give it a pass. And forget the quirky sneakers and colorful socks. Honey, we crossed that bridge a long time ago. Then there are the things that may work for you, but just won't for me. I'm petite, so lots of texture tends to, I don't know, overwhelm me. The tweed blazer is making a comeback this fall. I can't carry it off, but maybe you can. Ditto the nubby cardigan. I also try to avoid anything oversized, like a menswear watch or an oversized clutch. And them tuxedo blazers are just too boxy for me. Oddly, things that are cropped make me look even shorter than I am, so I don't see cropped black trousers in my future. Or brimmed hats, for that matter. Nothing puts a damper on your day like hat hair. I need height wherever I can get it, and I aim for an extra inch at least with my coif. And once again, I'll say it, I do not have a waist. So a bright colored belt is a no-go. It's like putting a post-it on my belly saying, this is what an apple shape looks like, folks. Now guys, if you've made it this far into my blog, I admire your stick-to-itiveness. I'm running down the situation for gals, if you couldn't tell. My recommendation for you, head down to your local outdoor store and see what you can score in camo and blaze orange. That's always in style around here. And in the good news department, shorter than usual pants are now in style for men. So all those high water pants you've been sporting for years are now in. Add some colorful socks and it's just like New York, baby. So as I say, this fall's fashion trends for middle-aged women are pretty slim pickings. I guess wine is a big color. I can carry that off, I think. It's basically maroon, right? Any sort of red or purple perks a gal up. Ankle boots with slack, sure. Loafers with flair. If you're talking sparkle, I'm there. I could probably carry off a polka dot sweater if the dots weren't too big. Word of warning. Even if you can wear large prints, big polka dots are problematic. If you combine big polka dot sweater with apple cheeks, which is how they're still saying you should be wearing your blush, and add a statement necklace, oh boy, you're just a bad perm and a clown nose away from the full bozo. So basically, if I'm going to update my wardrobe for fall, I'm down to getting a couple of new dressy scarves, maybe a colorful handbag, some sparkly loafers, and a new pair of wine-toned slacks. Because somehow I don't see myself down to the A&P standing at register 3 in leather leggings and a contrast sleeve moto jacket, sporting a menswear watch, quirky sneakers, and a brimmed hat. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.